This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. My wife is not a rebel. She just didn't know she had to read that first bit. Yes, there's a bit you missed. She's only a school teacher, so it doesn't matter really. Good morning. Most of you know this, but about a year ago, just over a year ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. One of the things this impacts is your speech, which is not very good when you're a public speaker. The two things don't go together very well. One specialist told me that my brain and my mouth will work at different times. I thought it's been like that for years, actually. So I thought perhaps it's time to give up. You know, is this the last time I'll ever stand before you to preach? Well, this week, through things Joya said to me and through things we discussed in our small group, God has really spoken to me and challenged me. The question is, do I have Parkinson's disease? Well, I've been diagnosed with that. But does Parkinson's disease have me? The answer is no. It doesn't. I can still make choices. So this morning, as I speak to you, as I stand here, I'm going to use the words of the famous poster. Keep calm and carry on. We're going to look at the passage from John. There's about 1,000 sermons in this passage, so this morning we're just going to do an overview of what's there very quickly, and I want to spend some time at the end in prayer. And I've called it the Word. The whole passage is about the Word. And when I preach at 9 o'clock, one of the ways I decide which passage I'm going to use, apart from praying about it, is to go to Bible Gateway, a website, and print off the NIV, the New Living Translation, and the Message Version, the three in front of me, and I look at them and decide which, if they're speaking to me, if God is saying something through them, and then what I'm going to do next. So I've devised, and Joy's going to come back and read this to us, and she won't have to do anything wrong this time. This is a composite of something from the New Living Translation and the Message. So we've had the NIV. This is a composite of the two versions. Joy. That means come now.
Isn't it all this? Cool. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was first. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. The life light was the real thing. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him, didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and moved into the neighborhood. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish.
Thank you. So let's begin by asking a question this morning. What is the Word? Who is the Word? What does the Word mean? What's that? Why did John use that expression, that word called Word? So in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was first. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. Now, I could tell you that in the Greek, the word for word, it's complicated, the word for word, is logos or logos. I could tell you this, and I quote from a most learned person than myself. In Greek philosophy, the term logos was used to describe the immediate agency by which God created material things and communicated with them. In the Greek worldview, the logos was thought as a bridge between the transcendent God and the material universe. You following this? You're nodding. I don't believe you. I could tell you about a Greek philosopher called Heraclitus, or the Stoics' understanding of the universe. But simply, when John used the word, he meant Jesus. It's that simple. The word is Jesus. So as we go through this passage this morning, the word is Jesus. Keep it in your mind. So first of all, the word is creator. He brings life and light. John said this, everything was created through him, nothing, not one thing came into being without him. And the Apostle Paul agrees. He says, for through him, that's Jesus, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before everything else, and he holds all creation together. The Word, Jesus, created everything. He is the source of life, he's the source of power, he's the source of creation. He's also a source of light and life. When light what came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The lifelight blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. The lifelight was the real thing, the one who is a true light, who gives light to everyone. And John later says this, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You're allowed to do that, it's all right. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He also said in John 10:10, I have come that you may have, and have it to its full. It also says this, I am the light of the world. You follow me. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you have the light that leads to life. When Jesus died on the cross, the powers of darkness thought they'd won. They'd killed the Son of God. Light had been extinguished by darkness. But 3 days later, Jesus came back and light overcame darkness. There's a saying you may have heard of that says, you can't switch off the darkness, but you can switch on the light. You can't switch off darkness, but you can switch on the light. And light penetrates into the darkness and reveals all. That's what Jesus is. Secondly, the word ignored and rejected. As we go through this passage, there's suddenly this change. It says he came into the very world he created. The creator came, but the world didn't recognize him, didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. The Jews were looking for a military warrior to set them free from Roman captivity. They didn't expect a baby born in a stable. The Jews were given a chance to free Jesus at the trial by Pilate, but they cried for Barabbas instead, and Jesus was sentenced to death. And that was the ultimate rejection, nailed to a cross. The ultimate rejection. So the Creator came to his creation, and the creation spurned him, ignored him, rejected him, turned their back, didn't even notice, couldn't care less for the majority of the world. But the mood changes. Because then it says, the word accepted, believed, and received. But whoever did want him, says John, who believed he was who he claimed, and would do what he said he would do, he gave the right to become the children of God. We've been given a right this morning to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. If you and I personally accept and respond to Jesus, we receive him, we believe in him, then we are reborn and we become children of God. I tell you again, says Jesus, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And again, see how very much the Father loves us, for he calls us his children. Bless Lizzie sneezing. That is what we are. We are God's children. For the people who belong to this world, they don't recognize we're God's children because they don't know him. And then God adopted us in his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. That being a child of God is not automatic. It's not because we're born in Britain or we go to church or have been baptized. It's a choice that we make. We choose to follow Jesus. As we do so, we're adopted into his family. And then the Word lives amongst us. So the Word became human. The Creator, Jesus, was born as a baby the time we call Christmas. And he moved into the neighborhood, John says. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. We have seen his glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like father, like son. We say that about people, don't we? Oh, he looks like his dad. But my oldest son looks like me, poor lad. But God, Jesus, is just a picture of God. The best photograph of God you can ever see is Jesus. He came amongst us in that way. We've seen his glory with our own eyes. Generous, he's generous inside and out, true from start to finish. When Jesus returned to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to the earth. So he's still present with us. Picture on the screen may be you. Are you on it? Have a look. Where two or three are gathered as in my followers, I am there amongst them. Whose name? Have we gathered in Simon Coupland's name this morning? No. Have we gathered in the name of the Church of England this morning? I hope not. We've gathered in the name of Jesus. And he's with us. He's present with us. He's here. He's here amongst us. Can you believe that? Have a look around. Can you see him? I can see him as I look out. I see him in you. His life and his light is in you. And he lives amongst us full of unconditional love, full of inexhaustible grace, full of total acceptance. I plan this morning to do this, spend a bit more time in prayer at the end. So we're going to pray now. Finish looking at yourself on the screen. What was I wearing that for that day? Let's just pray together for a few moments. I felt God wanted me to challenge you this morning. You may be regulars, you may be, well, there are no visitors according to Simon, but you may be more regular than others or less regular. But I want to challenge you that, have you accepted Jesus as who he says he is? Is Jesus to you the Son of God? Is he the light of the world? He's the creator, he's the saviour, he's the Lord of all. Not just words that we sing and say in liturgy or songs or hymns, but is this really what's true for you this morning? Do you believe that Jesus can do what he claims to do? That he can transform lives, that he can heal the sick, that he can, you know, just make a difference in everyday situations? And have you received Jesus into your life? Are you adopted into his family? I know this morning for sure that I'm part of his family. Can you say that? Can you pray that? Can you echo that back to God? I know you're born again. Now, some of us hate that expression, born again. We don't like it. It's an American evangelical thing. No, it's not. It's in the Bible. Jesus said it. You must be born again. It's a new change. It's a new start. It's a new beginning. There's grace to cover your past. It's not automatic. We have to choose. Father, this morning, as we just assess this information, what you say in the scriptures, we want to personalize that in our relationship with you. We want to know for sure that we accept you, we believe you, we receive you, that we have been born again, that we are new creations in you. Help us this morning, Lord, to make that choice, to say yes to you. If not for the first time, perhaps a repeat performance of, I feel I've slipped away, I've failed, I've lost ground. Lord, we just come out, we just turn to you and just surrender to you afresh this morning. Come to us, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the promise that Jesus is present, he is here this morning. Remind us, Lord, that you come with unconditional love. Whatever we've done, it doesn't matter to you in terms of being forgiven and transformed. You have inexhaustible grace. No matter how far we've sunk in, no matter how bad our sin, no matter how worthless we can feel at times, your grace is underneath that. It lifts us out of that. And thank you for your total acceptance of us this morning. Just as I am, without one plea, I just come to you, Lord. I have nothing of good of me, really. But you are everything. And we just come to you afresh this morning and say, take me. Let me experience your unconditional love, your immeasurable grace, your total compassion and forgiveness. We welcome you here this morning afresh, Lord. Come into our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.